Hello.
Good morning, is it Helena?
Yes.
Hi Helena, it's Nicole from the SPCA. How are you?
Oh, all right. No, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
That's
Thank you.
good.
I
Sorry,
didn't recognize your voice now.
I'm sorry. I just saw your message and you definitely mustn't withdraw your case. So basically what the state will do, the state being the court, is that they're going to
Yes.
combine all the cases together. So
Oh,
yes,
okay.
yeah. So
Okay.
we already try to add the evidence for the dog into the other three cases you had opened, but the advice from me is just do a completely new docket. So were you there on Thursday at court or Wednesday?
Yes, I was there, yes. And they postponed it. They called only, they called Moritz to the stand,
Yeah.
and I thought they're going to call me too. They only called him. That caused Moritz says there's two statements outstanding that he must still get from somebody. So then the judge said, okay, he postpones it until the 3rd of June.
Okay, so
So now I
Moritz said
don't
that he
know.
had two outstanding statements to supply.
Yes.
Is Moritz, is he representing himself?
Yes, he said to the judge he's speaking for himself.
So there's no defense attorney or anything like that.
No, he was the only one that was sitting there and he went up by himself, yes.
Okay, and was
Because
this
he
it,
was most,
yeah?
sorry, he was most an attorney, you know, and his
Yes.
daughter's got an attorney's firm in Pretoria somewhere, Harold or Harrington something. So they're well known with the law and stuff, you know.
Yes. Okay, and then I just want to know, was this for the two assault cases and the contravention of the harassment order? Were all those cases combined when you went to court on Wednesday?
Yeah, it seems like it was the two just combined. Yes, it was for the dog and the harassment case that he overstepped or what? How do you call it? Because he kept
Contravention,
on
yeah.
coming to the premises, yes, and harassing us all the time.
Okay. And do you know who your prosecutor is?
Oh,
Is it Fundamava?
Shannon. I think so. I think it sounds familiar, yes.
Did he talk to you at all?
No, nobody has chatted to
Okay. And were you also warned back for the 3rd of June?
No, I don't know. He didn't even speak to me or say my name or anything. I was sitting there wondering, oh my goodness, what is going on now, you know?
Yes.
So they didn't even, if I was there or not, you know? So he just said to Moritz, your case is postponed until the 3rd of June. I still don't know how that works now.
Okay,
If
no,
I
no.
wasn't there, then
Yeah,
I
no,
wouldn't have
thank.
known, you know?
Yes, thank goodness. So at least now I know the date, so next time we'll go with you. But if you weren't warned, so he didn't say, Helena Johanna Berger, you're warned to be at court at 8:30 on 3rd of June. The magistrate didn't say that.
No, he didn't. He just spoke to Moritz. He said to
Okay.
him, open your. No, he didn't say anything. My name wasn't mentioned anywhere.
Okay, and do you know the magistrate's surname by any chance?
My goodness. I tell you. I am going down to the police station in few minutes or so. Then I will sort find out for you.
No shame, you don't have to. We'll go to the court directly. I just have one more question. Do you know what courtroom you were seen in? What Moritz's case was?
It was in court A.
Court A. Perfect. Okay. No, because
Because I.
we opened a completely new case on Thursday because on Wednesday they said, okay, no, it would be better if we registered a new docket instead of putting it
Oh.
with the three that were being heard on Wednesday. So on Thursday we registered a
Okay.
new docket and hopefully he was arrested over the weekend. I was contacted by the IO, but they hadn't arrested yet.
Of course, they have sent me a message. I got a message from the police to say that they arrested the suspect. But a day later, he was here. He came here to the premises to talk to these people here all the time. So it doesn't seem that he was arrested in any way.
Yeah, because he wouldn't have been granted bail. Will you copy the messages that you received and send them to me? Because they were supposed to send me the messages, and I think they just got confused and sent you the messages as well. So any messages that you received from Strand Saps, will you just copy them over into WhatsApp for me?
Okay, yes. I will WhatsApp it to you, yes.
Okay. And then if you can just say the date you got the one about the arrest and then when you saw him at the property, because then I can inquire about that.
Also, yeah, it's like every day or every second day he comes here to talk to these people that's moving in here now. Yeah. They moved already in, but yesterday he was here again.
Was he there on Saturday, Sunday, by any chance?
Saturday? No. It was just yesterday. Yesterday he was here.
Okay.
And on Friday also, I took a picture of his car standing on the opposite side of the road.
Okay, you see, if he was arrested, he shouldn't have gotten out. Not yesterday, because yesterday was a public holiday. But I'll double check that.
Yes.
Okay.
Because nearly every day that he is here, you know, but there was a few days that it was very quiet and I didn't see him or anything. But he parked opposite the street and I was wondering whose car it is. It looks like his car because he's got a white one and a black one. So then eventually I thought it must be his car and I heard him talking inside to these people, and I thought, how did he get inside? I didn't even see him.
Yeah.
So I don't know. He works very, very scary, you know. It's like, I didn't even know he was inside.
Okay, I see. Well, at least now we've got a case open as well, so that the state will hopefully combine all the cases, and then at least we can guide you as well. But will you just send me all the messages just over WhatsApp? If you can just copy them from your messages and then paste them into WhatsApp.
Yes.
Okay,
because it is just the one message that I got on SMS from the police to say that, you know, the suspect was arrested. But I mean, the next day he was like here again talking to these people, going on, even his workers that he had with him is also here, walking up and down, doing their stuff.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's weird. But
we're a bit, since I'm talking to you, my daughter, she is like, that court case against us is most on Friday, the 5th now. And, but after that, you know, my daughter, she wants to leave here, you know.
What is the case for Friday on?
Can you believe it? It's for an eviction order. He applied for an emergency eviction order to get us out. And that is for me so stupid, because since they've given us the 30-day notice, you know, they didn't give us a chance to pack our stuff in peace and do it. Every day since they started giving us that notice,
yeah,
they started harassing us every day, something new, and they didn't leave us in peace just to tell stuff.
Every time they harass you guys need to go to Strand Saps and ask them to enter an entry into the occurrence book, and then you need to send us those OB numbers. So then you reference in that entry, so just say that... But I'll send it over WhatsApp now. So every time they come there and every time he contravenes his harassment order, you must go to Strand Saps and you must say on this date, harassment order or this case, and give them the case number and the harassment order for reference, was contravened as we were harassing this in this way. And then you send me the OB entry number. So just say you're not opening the case, you want an occurrence book entry. So they must make an entry into the occurrence book and you need the number.
I didn't even know that. They didn't even told me. I think it was, when was it, on Saturday? It's Friday that I went to the police station again because he was here again. And the police said to me, no, I must come back on Tuesday, because the person handling my case and stuff is only back on Tuesday.
Okay, so just...
I said to them...
If they say that today, just give me a call while you're there on that WhatsApp number of mine, and let me talk to the SAPs, because I just want an entry in the occurrence book. So I'll explain it to them, and then hopefully that will help. So just say you don't want to open a case, you just want an entry in the occurrence book, and you need the OB entry number.
Oh, all right. I wonder if it's written in... Each time I went there, but it just seemed to work. I thought, how does it work now? What does it help to have an order against this man? And he keeps coming here. And when I go to the police, they say, oh, no, come back on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, no, you don't. So you need to also reference, try and reference those dates in there. But even if you just start now, it's going to help your case if you have occurrence book entries.
Oh, all right. They didn't even tell me about it, that I must write it in somewhere.
Yeah. No, they wouldn't. You'd have to request. So,
at least
now when you're there. So, I'll send you another WhatsApp message now, and then you'll have reference in there as well.
Oh, all right, all right. Okay. Because I don't know how to do this. Many people don't know. Some cases, you know, we don't know that. They're supposed to tell somebody, you know. I don't know. Goodness.
Yeah.
It's hectic, I tell you. But I don't know now what is going to... With all the cases and stuff, you know.
We'll definitely guide you. So if you get any court dates and everything, if you can just correspond with me over WhatsApp, then at least we can coordinate that all our cases are synchronized, and then we can guide you as well.
Oh, all right. Oh, that is wonderful, yes.
Okay.
Because with my daughter wanting to go this weekend now, she wants to go away, you know, as soon as... But the court case on Friday is just holding us back now.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when we leave, what about the other case, you know, about the dog and stuff? Then we have to come back here.
Yeah, but...
Because she wants to go to Oudtshoorn, you know, because we can't find the place here for the amount that we can afford.
You only have to go back to court if they subpoena you. And they have to give you enough notice. So if you're required to come testify, they have to organize that the local SAPs then deliver a subpoena to you.
Oh, all right.
And then you can call the court and say, this is where we are now. Will the court be able to provide costs to get us there? So if you struggle, you must always communicate with the court. It's a lengthy process, but yeah. So don't stress about that. As long as you keep in contact with us, and if you receive a subpoena, you can let me know anything like that.
Oh, all right, okay. I don't know a lot about this stuff, so it's not easy, you know.
Yeah.
But I also have to leave, you know, when my daughter leaves, you know. Most of us haven't got the money for a new place, for a place to stay, so we might have to go. My son is going to come fetch us. But, yeah, if we had the money, we could have gotten a flat year, you know, but it's very expensive.
Yeah, shame, man. But at least now we can be in communication and guide you as much as possible from our side. And at least you'd be removed from the property and out of harm's way. So sometimes it seems difficult, but sometimes it's just for the best.
Yes, it is for the best because we can't take, you know, the stress and the strain anymore. It's too much, you know. It's not worth it to sit here. We don't want to be here, you know. Even that's what my daughter said. We don't want to be here. Just give us enough time that we can just pick our stuff and go. But they went at us like you can't believe it.
Yeah.
even a bender of motorcycle riders. My goodness, can't believe it. And the 30 days, they've given us 30 days, and the paper we've got says that it's the 31st of March, we must be out of the premises. I mean, they haven't given us even chance until the 31st, you know?
Yeah.
It's not fair to do that to somebody, you know?
So is that what you,
we just
guys,
wanted
is
the
that
month.
What you guys are going to court for? Is that, are you guys trying to get more time?
No. We don't want to. We just want to leave. We would have left now this weekend, but because of that court case, we said we're going to stay, you know, before the court case.
Yeah.
But it's to get us out of the premises. But we don't want to be there. We want to go. After what happened here for many years, all the evil and wickedness and strife and fighting and always. No, it's not worth it, you know. For your sanity, it's not worth it. It's better to go.
Yeah. Shame then. Well,
I've never,
at least you've never got my number. Like, you can contact me anytime as well.
Yeah.
And we'll just go from there. And yeah, I think it can only get better from here.
Yes, yes. That's what I also said. You know, the moment we leave here, you know, I think it's going to be a new beginning, you know?
Yes.
After all this, you know, it's just, I went to the clinic also, you know, to ask for somebody to talk to, you know, because I'm struggling to deal with this dog also, you know.
Yeah, it would be best if you and Connor can see somebody.
Yeah, it's very, very hard for me. Very hard to stay on this premises, you know, and knowing what's happened, you know, it keeps on coming back to me all the time, and I'm trying to not remember. But it's very hard. It's very hard. I think of all the stuff that they've done or said to us, you know, it's for me okay, you know. But the dog is something different. But yeah.
Shame.
Eventually I will. God will help me to cope with it, you know.
Yes, definitely.
Especially when I go to bed at night, you know. Then it's like it comes back, you know. It's very hard.
Once you leave, I think it will get easier. Because then you're in a new environment.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I hope so. But yeah, I never want to forget the dog anyway. I want to remember, you know.
Yes.
I don't forget just the bad.